Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. Interesting, as always, you listen to that ABC news. Listen to it and listen to the agenda items that are part of the ABC news, folks. Make no mistake, that is not, it's not fair and balanced. It's not impartial. It is not. It's not anything other than propagandistic. Oh, thank you. Oh, my 4:30 coffee delivery has arrived. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. There are many reasons that I am fond of my wife, Heidi. Amazing, amazing mom. Incredible, human being, you know, pretty good person, and an amazing decorator. If you are not with me on Facebook, go ahead, go on over, look for Radio Katz on Facebook, RadioKatz, Radio Katz on Facebook, and you can see some of her holiday decorating this year. Now, I mentioned holiday. I mean, she's got all her Christmas stuff. It's sort of like Martha Stewart exploded in our house. She's got her stuff, still more stuff to come, which is why I really do believe she ought to be the Christmas mother next year. And I had suggested that she should be the Richmond Christmas mother. You know, the Richmond Times-Dispatch does that every year. They pick someone. Last year, it was our friend April Nyamptu, and she just does an amazing job. April is, and she's good people. She and Joe both are good, good folks. But she did a marvelous job as the Christmas mom for 2019. So I had suggested Heidi might be a great Christmas mom, Richmond Christmas mom. And then other folks said, hey, did you know that there's a Hanover Christmas mother and there's an Ashland Christmas mother? And I'll be honest, I did not know. I really didn't have any idea. So I may have to put her in the running for those as well. I think she'd do a great job. And it really ties in with our vision. You know, it's all about the charity events and the causes. That's one of the things, boy, the older I get, the more I realize just how blessed I am, how fortunate I am. And if I can help somebody else, boy, I'm there. I want to do it. So I just, I think that could be a good thing for her to be involved. Anyway, but I mentioned her stuff with the Christmas stuff, and then I've got my, not to worry, Chavarim, I've got my my Hanukkah shtetl. I'll be putting that up in a bit as well. All right, our friend Carl Carlson joins us every Monday afternoon at this time, and we talk a little bit about what's going on in the market, although over the years, Carl, I guess the fluctuations in the market up 100 points or 300 points or down the same amount, they seem to be less and less important.
Yeah, because it's the percent, it's a percent, because it seems like the points, when they talk about 1,000 points, used to be a huge deal 10 or 15 years ago, but now 1,000 points is not a near as big a percentage, because the main number, the Dow or the S&P, is way up, so a lot higher.
Yeah. So I'm just curious, Carl. We're hearing about increasing coronavirus numbers, and this comes off, what, 2-3 weeks ago we heard about the vaccine, and the vaccine seemed to really give a lot more breath to certain categories, vacation, you know, airline stock and the rest of it. If there really is a second round to this, what do you see happening?
By the way, I forgot to say that I do really feel lucky that I'm on the radio with you today, because I figured you'd be busy moving down to Georgia. So really happy to get to speak with you. But, yeah, so the virus going back up, but, you know, it's cases, so there's more testing going on. So obviously we should have more people showing up with the virus, because they're testing it a lot more. But
yeah.
The bigger concern being how many people are dying from it. And, you know, so the deaths did go up a little bit. I actually noticed this morning that the deaths were, from a week ago, deaths were down today from where they were a week ago today. So
okay.
That's a good thing. So, you know, the vaccine, I think, did help the market, and it might even got a little hasty because it's pulling back just a little bit today, but not a lot. And the NASDAQ, the tech side of the stocks, was up today. So, and on Friday last week, we had another trifecta.
Oh.
You know what the trifecta is? All three major indices, that's the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, hit record highs on the same day.
Wow. Wow. You know, it is wonderful to hear that. Now, I'm interested with the NASDAQ. You mentioned tech. So once again, with the tech stuff, would we be talking about the Amazons of the world?
Yes. Yep. Okay. So that's the Microsofts, the Amazons, all those tech companies. Yep. Now, technically, Amazon is still not considered a tech company. They're considered consumer staples.
Oh.
But Apple and Microsoft and companies like that are the tech companies. But whenever we do a tech stock portfolio at our company, we buy Amazon as one of our tech stocks.
Okay. Well, to me, that makes sense. Now, I'm just curious, as you look at what's going on in the market, is any of this being driven at least partially by consumer spending for Christmas coming up?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, actually. The spending has been surprisingly good. So I think that's driving it as well.
Wow. All right. Yeah. So all in all, we're looking at some positive situations. Now, as I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago, you and I were chatting about, I think it was airline stock, right, that had just gone through the roof.
Right. Yep. Still there.
So still there.
Okay. Yeah, airlines are doing great. And, you know, of course, the vaccine is a big help to them.
Yeah.
And then I include in that Boeing. So, and Boeing's continuing to go up because now they've got their jets that had all the problems are now going back in the air. So,
okay.
And the vaccine. So airlines are doing good, and we expect them to continue to do good. And again, when you think about these, so we bought the airline stocks and Boeing when they were down 50% from their high.
Oh, my gosh.
And so in order to get back up to where they were, they have to go up 100%. So people often think if that stock is down 50% and it goes back up 50%, that I'm going to be whole. But actually, it doesn't work that way. If something goes down 50%, it has to come up 100% to get back to where it was. So we're expecting 100% returns on some of those investments, which is nice.
That's more than nice, Carl. I like the sound of that. Carl Carlson is joining us from Carlson Financial. Carl, I'm happy to say, drops by every Monday afternoon. Carl, over in London, we've got what? We've got the FTSE, is it the 100, FTSE 100?
Yep.
Okay, so I am curious to know, since they've already rolled out the vaccine, I was listening to BBC reports earlier today, they've got people in the United Kingdom who are getting these injections as we speak. Are we seeing some impact on their market?
FTSE was up a little bit today, not a lot, just only about a tenth of a percent.
Wow.
But it was positive. You know, our Dow was down about a half a percent, so they were up a little.
Okay.
And I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, I do as well. I do as well. Well, listen, I always appreciate you you making time for us. And when they do the Amazon reports, just let me know if the Katz family in Ashland is actually mentioned by name, because I'm thinking Jeff Bezos owes me more than a thank you. We've got now like a designated parking spot for these gray vans outside my house.
I think I hear a lot of spouses commenting on that in some of our financial meetings that we're having.
Oh, yeah? And do those spouses leave separately and see the counselor next door to your office, or are they still going out together?
No, we have the other half of our building is for marital counseling and the other half financial. Works well that way.
Absolutely. So I want to remind everybody, Carl. Well, you know what? I'm going to quiz you. 844-CARLSON. Do you know the numbers?
844-227-5766. I finally got that down.
You did
indeed.
By the
way, I also wanted to make sure everyone knows that we don't play footsie. We don't play the footsie market. And the footsie, that's actually what they call the market. It's called FTSE. And so that's like the S&P, you know, that would be like calling it the SAP or something like that. They call it the footsie for short. It really is not footsie, all right?
Gotcha. Although, yeah. In all candor, Carl, there have been times where the S&P definitely should have been known as the SAP.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Yeah.
Carl, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. And he did get the number right, 844-CARLSON, 844-227-5766. Gang, I got to tell you this. We are all in a tough situation, right? And everybody on some level or another is thinking, I don't know, 5 months down the line, 5 years down the line, 10 years. Some people are thinking about retirement. Some people are closer to it than others. Some people are thinking, I don't think I can ever retire. Before you make any decisions, can I offer you a piece of personal advice? Talk to Carl Carlson. You hear him every week. He's a fun guy. He's a nice guy. He's not a salesman. He's not pitching anything. He's a fiduciary. And what that means is he's always got to be looking out for your best interest. Not everybody does that. Not all of these, quote, financial planners do that. So I urge you, talk to my buddy Carl, would you please? 844-CARLSON, 844-227-5766. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.